Buenas tardes a todos los presentes.
Good afternoon to everyone, to all the participants. You're all most welcome to topic 7. Called the Internet, the International Outlook, the role for WIPO. Now, before beginning with this panel, I would like to congratulate the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, for the organization of this meeting, for the agenda, for the themes, and because of the way they have set it out so that we could exchange opinions on this topic. I would also like to congratulate all the experts who have taken the floor before this panel for their extraordinary submissions. And I would like to congratulate you, all of you, all the people present here for your wonderful questions and for your very, very specific and wise comments. I don't know whom I've learned more from, the experts or from your questions and your interventions. And thank you very much. First of all, I would like to introduce the people sitting at the rostrum here. I have Mrs. Dora Salamba Makingwa, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Copyright Society of Malawi, COSOMA, who has a master's in intellectual property and of the Franklin Pierce Law Center and also copyright. And we also have the presence of Mrs. Jane Dybal, Senior Vice President, Warner Chapel Music Limited, London, who has been the General Counselor for Government and several legal reforms representing the members of the musical editors. Very welcome, Madam. And then we also have, to my left, Mr. Phil Hardy, the editor and from the Prospect to Outlook of Limits, and he's a newspaper person, a journalist, and author of several articles on intellectual property. He's also been involved with the movie sector. Welcome. And also to my left, we have Mr. Bendik Hofset, Chairman, International Council of Authors and Composers of Music, CM, and he's also a composer. He's a singer, saxophone player. Welcome.